Now for our story.
Well, here we are. Good old hotel room. That was a swell dinner at Aunt Mary's, wasn't it, Bill?
Yeah, wonderful.
You sound kind of low. Tired?
Sort of.
I'm sorry Lefty wasn't there tonight, Bill. I know you were hoping he would be.
Oh, that's okay, Lily. Don't worry about me.
Well, I'm going to jump into a nice hot shower. How about you?
Yeah, me too. But you go ahead, Lily. I'll take mine when you're through.
Yeah, that's all right with you. I'll make it fast.
Sure, go ahead.
Lily Devon, who worked for Del Shipley at the Golden Peacock in Chicago, gathered up her things and departed rather noisily to the adjoining bathroom. She and Del had driven down to Wakefield earlier in the day to visit Aunt Mary, but they'd insisted on taking a room at the Brown Palace Hotel rather than make Aunt Mary the trouble of having them as house guests. Now it is nearly 11. Del unpacks, gets into her dressing gown, and sits down by the window to wait and to think over the events of the evening.
Oh, I tried not to show it, but I guess Louis could tell I was hoping Lefty would show up. I didn't really expect him to, but still I thought he might break down and put it in an appearance at least. Funny how things work out. In a way, it's my own fault Lefty and I split up. If I hadn't kept asking him years ago to look up his kid. Oh, the poor guy was so unhappy. Wondering where she was and feeling he ought to find her. Well, he found her all right. And Peggy's a sweet little kid, too. It's not her fault. But straight down the line, she's been the reason Lefty and I couldn't get together. And that business about the murder trial, that really cinched it. Naturally, I didn't want Lefty to take the rap for something he hadn't done. And it looked like a lead pipe cinch that Peggy had done it. I guess he'll never forgive me for the stand I took. Peggy herself has, but not Lefty. Oh, I wish I hadn't come down here at all. It just brings the whole thing back.
Oh, the shower was wonderful. I feel like a new woman.
I wish I did.
What's eating you, Dale? Did you and Aunt Mary get to talking about old times?
Not much. We talked about Lisa, of course. Mary wanted to know all about that.
Oh, sure.
And she told me about this scheme she has.
Oh, I meant to ask you. What's Aunt Mary got in the fire now?
It's a good idea, all right. Just the kind of thing she'd be interested in starting. He says the kids around here have no place to go to dance and stuff except some pretty crummy roadhouses outside of town. He wants to take over the big banquet room here at the hotel and put in a jukebox and let them have the place sort of for themselves. You know, soft drinks and so on.
Sounds like a swell idea.
Yeah, it is. But it's got a lot of bugs in it just the same. I'm afraid I can't see my way to taking the job over.
Oh. She wants you to run this thing. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, I've got my hands full as it is. The Peacock's just about all I care to handle at this point. Did you have a good time tonight? Seemed kind of quiet at dinner.
Did I?
Yeah, you hardly opened your mouth.
Well, I didn't have much to say.
That's what made me notice. You're not usually the shy, retiring type.
Maybe it's the change of climate.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be something else.
What do you mean by that, Del?
I just wondered. Randy's quite a guy, isn't he?
He's okay, I guess. Hasn't had too much experience, of course. Got lots to learn.
Well, he sounds pretty smart to me.
I wouldn't know.
Lily, perhaps you can kid yourself, but don't try to kid me. I know you too well. Why don't you let down your hair a little? I can tell you like that guy a lot.
Who says I do?
Oh, listen, hon. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you do like him.
I'm not so sure about that, Del.
You're a funny gal, really. You're always so afraid to show your feelings.
Maybe I found out it's the safest way. You don't take such a beating.
Mm, no, but you miss a lot, too.
I'll take that gamble.
Well, far be it from me to butt in, but I think you make a mistake. You got a lot to give in. You show how you feel once in a while.
Well, I don't want to hurt you, but look how it works out for you. Look where that kind of thinking landed you with Lester. Exactly nowhere.
Oh, well, everybody has to do things his own way, I guess. Did you and Peggy get caught up on all the news this afternoon?
Yeah, we covered practically everything. She surprised me about the wedding.
Wedding?
Didn't Aunt Mary tell you?
Why, no, she didn't say a word about it.
Oh. Well, Peggy said everybody wasn't for it. Maybe it's Aunt Mary who disapproves. Anyway, Peggy's going to marry this writer, Nicholas Dorn.
Oh, I'll be darned. Is he a nice guy?
Peggy says he is. But there's a catch in it, you see. Because she's really in love with Bill Meade. Has been all the time.
But Bill's married.
Not anymore, he isn't.
You mean he's got a divorce?
Yeah. Just recently.
Then why doesn't Peggy marry him? If she loves him.
Well, that's the silly part of it. You see, Bill and Kip Talbot never did get along. He knew a long time ago the marriage was strictly no good. But Kip tried to hang on. My theory is she didn't want to give up because she knew darn well he and Peggy would get back together again, just as soon as he was free. After all, didn't she cut in on him to begin with when they were getting along swell?
You sure did. I remember that part of it.
Yeah, but what you don't know is this. Just about the time Bill reached the end of his rope, insisted he wanted a divorce, Kip found out she was going to have a baby. So she decided to go off to California to have the baby, after making Bill promise not to do anything about the divorce until she got back.
Uh-huh.
Well, she must have thought the baby keeps him together. But she was wrong. Bill wanted the kid to have a proper family and all. But he knew it wouldn't anyway if he and Kip scrapped all the time.
No.
Bill wants to get custody of the kid if he can. Bring it up himself. And that's where Peggy gets off the bus. She can't see herself bringing up Kip's child after the runaround Kip gave her before.
I see.
So what it all boils down to is that this baby that Kip wanted her and to keep her and Bill together is just wound up by keeping Peggy and Bill apart. Adele, what's the matter?
Nothing, really. Nothing. I'm just thinking. Oh, why didn't I see this before? Lisa's story. About the woman who wanted a child to patch up her marriage about being in California. It's Kit who has Lisa's child. And I couldn't figure out what Lisa'd been doing in Wakefield. Now I know. Lisa was here to see Kit. Try to get her baby back. And Kit refused. Oh, Lord. And I told Aunt Mary there was no connection between Lisa and... Mary was so sure Lisa was a key to something here. And she was right. And that's why Lisa was afraid I'd talk to Mary. She knew the truth might come out then. We put two and two together and... And I'd promised her not to say a word about it. But if I don't, Peggy's going to ruin her life, too. Oh, if only I hadn't made that promise.
Yes, Del, you have the answer now which would solve Lisa's problem, restore her child to her, and reconcile her to her husband. The answer which would solve Peggy's life, too, Lefty Larkin's daughter. If the truth came out in time, the obstacle between Peggy and the man she loves would be removed. But what can you do about it, Del?